T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
No. It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go with Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:03 on the Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here at 1 o'clock. Mike's on Francesa on the Fan. We'll come your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. And yesterday was a very predictable sports day. The Mets lost again. Their bullpen gave it up. Great job by the immortal Rafael Montero, Robert Gazelman as well. And they lose 7 in a row, 6 straight on this road trip. The Yankees won again. They put 11 on the board against Kansas City as they continue just to, you know, just run roughshod over the rest of the American League. And for those who care and keeping score at home, 24 down, 60 to go. And then the Cavaliers, very predictably, beat up the Celtics last night in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, in a game where they never trailed, and never for a second did you think they would lose the game. So everything right now in the sports world, unless you think that the Senators beating the Penguins is maybe a little surprising, it doesn't surprise me. That's it. There's our sports world in a nutshell.
All right, you want to go home? I mean, we can leave now.
Well, that means I can get out in the golf course faster.
I thought of you yesterday because I listened to Mike open his show, and I thought it was you. Because Mike opened the show by saying, you know, it is one of those days where you'd rather be on the golf course.
Is that what he said? Did he?
I was like, wait a second.
That's right. He had a meeting, so he couldn't play in the morning.
Couldn't play in the morning,
right.
No.
There you go.
I think we have to open the show, though, with a caller. We received a call yesterday that gave us all advice. And I forget the man's name.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yes.
And he's invited to call back.
Yes.
But he told us.
Yes, that Jonathan, what's his name? Vargas? Who the pitcher for Kansas City was?
Jason Vargas.
Jason Vargas, right.
He said
that the Yankees were in trouble because Vargas was pitching.
No, that was that not
it,
the quote, Joe.
Well, he basically
said it
was a lock, right?
He said the Yankees, quote, have no shot
tonight. Oh, that's what
tonight.
It was. That's right.
Because Jason Vargas is on the mound.
Right. No shot.
Now, let's go through some facts.
I think his ERA is over 2 now. Isn't
it did. It went up a full run. 6 runs in 4 innings will do that to you. But you know what's interesting about Jason Vargas? Coming into the start last night, his career numbers against the New York Yankees were 0-5 with a 7 ERA.
Well, he kept that right in line then.
Yeah. And look, I don't care if it's Clayton Kershaw, let alone Jason Vargas, but it's Jason Vargas. You can never say a team has no shot. Because Jason Vargas was due to get beat up.
Yep.
And guess what? The Yankee bats, who I think have still scored more runs than anybody in baseball.
Well, it's unbelievable.
If it's not number one, it's up there.
Yep.
The Yankee juggernaut offense continues to run. You've got Brett Gardner getting hits. You got Matt Holliday. Starlin Castro's like an MVP candidate.
Aaron Hicks, the big 3-run bomb last night.
The immortal Aaron Hicks, who has 7 home runs
unbelievable.
Now.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, Didi had 2 hits. You know, even
the beat goes on, bro.
It truly is incredible to watch. And Michael Pineda was solid. And they made it interesting. You know, Gallegos basically forced Dellin Betances to have to come in and get that first save of the year. But the New York Yankee juggernaut.
Oh my God!
Rolls on through Kansas City.
They might win 100 the way they're going.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far.
Yeah,
I don't know if we can go there yet.
I won't either.
But they're playing great baseball. There's no denying it.
Hey, right now, first play, what, I got a game and a half lead now over Baltimore in the AL East?
Yeah,
it's
Orioles,
a game and a half.
Orioles lost last night.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the Yankees, and every time they get tripped up and they lose a couple of games like they did to Houston, where they lost the 2 out of 3.
Although Houston's maybe the best team in baseball right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They're a very good team. But when they lose to the Astros or they lost to the Pirates, you're like saying,
oh, this is where they're going to slow down. This is the way they're going to cool off. And they've answered the bell just about every time. Every single time they've answered the bell. And you look at what they've got coming up. After the Royals, they've got Tampa Bay. They've got Kansas City. They've got Oakland before a showdown with the Orioles. The Yankees really have a chance to give themselves even more of a cushion above 500, not only for your over-under, but for the chance to win this division.
Hey, look, there's no reason to think they can't win the division. I mean, again, as long as the pitching holds up, again, the one area of concern, and Pineda pitched solid last night, but the one area of concern is the starting rotation. That's the one area. Now, you got a great start from CC two nights ago. Obviously, you did not get a very good start from Tanaka. I'm being kind the last time he was out against Houston. The kid Montgomery's been okay as the fifth starter. He hasn't been terrible. Severino wasn't great his last time out, but overall he's been pretty good. But it's going to come down to the starting rotation, yeah, as we said yesterday.
And I think even more so now than 2 weeks ago because of the loss of Aroldis Chapman.
Right,
like, Dellin Betances, I think, will be fine in the ninth inning. But, like, anytime you lose a reliever, everybody's asked to do a little bit more. So now Tyler Clippard, who's played really well, is now the eighth inning guy. And now Adam Warren, who's had a great, great season for the Yankees, an ERA like Bob Gibson territory, though it is coming out of the bullpen, I acknowledge that, you're now asking more from those guys. So I think because of that, it's even more important that you get the solid starting pitching. And you got that last night from Michael Pineda. He gives up a couple of home runs, but he gives you six strong innings. He's pitched to a mid-3 ERA. So I think getting innings from your starting pitching is probably a little bit more important today than it was a week and a half ago because the bullpen takes this hit not having Chapman for a month.
Yeah, no question about that. But they just continue to roll. They continue to rake. It seems like they score, 8, 9, 10, 11 runs every night. Yeah. I mean, it does seem that way.
It really, it's
unbelievable.
They're getting production from just about everybody.
Yeah.
Like, to varying degrees. I mean, Starlin Castro's having an amazing year.
Yep.
Guy's hitting 350.
Well, we always knew that Castro had the potential to be a very good player. I mean, I think we all knew that.
Yeah. Think about it. The guy they traded for him, they got back anyway.
Yeah.
So it was a real... Yeah.
What a trade by Cashman.
That was a good one.
I mean, really, that's... come on.
That was a good one. There is some you can get on. There is some you can question.
Sure.
But the Castro deal... And look, if you're the Cubs, I mean, they've got
they
so
got
many
what they
young...
wanted out of it.
Well, they didn't get what they get out of it. They got a reliever that they ended up trading back anyway.
They did win the World Championship, though.
Right. And you know why it doesn't matter to them? Because they have so much talent. Like, they've got Javier Baez, and now they brought up this Ian Happ who's hitting the crap out of the ball. So they have so much talent that it's kind of like, yeah, whatever. We traded Starlin Castro, no big deal. So for them, it hasn't really hurt them, I guess, is the best way to look at it.
By the way, I'm watching this on whatever TVD. I don't know. It almost looks like Wall Street, and these two women are swinging at each other. Did you see this
thing? Yeah, I think that was in Texas or something like that.
And what was that all about?
Oh, who the heck knows?
There's a guy in the middle of it while these two women are just throwing haymakers at each other.
Then I think that answers the question, doesn't it? There may have been
he's trying to break them off.
Oh, he's breaking it. So, but it wasn't like he was with both women.
It looked like the Florida Stock Exchange. And I see these two women just, throwing right hooks at each other, right crosses. And the guy's in there trying to break it up.
So you don't think it was about him?
No.
It's very possible.
No, I don't think that.
All right. I don't know. I haven't seen really the details of the story other than the
I just saw
video.
I thought it was hilarious, whatever it was.
That's why we watch headline news now. We just want to see crazy stories.
Oh, my God.
There are tornado threats.
We don't know what's being said.
No, well, no idea.
Not here in the Midwest.
No, in the Midwest. Yeah. We're watching the national news.
Yes.
Keep us abreast of the world.
Yes.
Find out what the heck's going on.
There you go.
But no, the Yankee bats mean everybody's producing. The one negative, and Ernie brought this up to me this morning, and it's very true, is the fact that I don't know when it happened, but when did Chase Headley become an awful defensive third baseman? He made two more errors last night. Do you realize, and we are, 40 games into the season now? Something like that? He's made 9 errors.
Is that really true? 9 already?
9. Now, again, you're winning, so
it hasn't hurt
no
him.
Big deal. He had a two-run hit last
and
night.
For the most, I know he cooled off,
he's
but
cooled
for the
off.
Most part, certainly started out the year red hot.
But it's weird because Chase Headley won a gold glove in the past, and he's been a really good defensive player. But over the last couple of years with the Yankees, for whatever reason, he just hasn't played great defense and didn't hurt him last night, but he made two more errors. He's got 9 errors.
Yeah.
One fielding error, one throwing error. I mean, he's versatile in the type of errors he makes. So that's a negative. But overall, I mean, as a Yankee fan, you got to be pinching yourself
right
now.
That's unbelievable. I mean, really, look, nobody saw 24-13 at this point, especially when they started out 1-4 on the year. They started out 1-4. Yeah, I never forget. There we are. You and I are at opening day. Yankees are 1-4. And we're sitting there with Cashman. He's like, well, the record, I'm not too happy about the record, 1-4. Blah, blah. Well, ever since then, they never lose.
Yeah, they don't.
And it's amazing.
They do it
never
on a
lose.
Nightly basis.
Yep.
On the other side, you've got the Mets finding ways to lose. And one thing we learned yesterday, here's what we learned. if you're bad in the rotation, a la Robert Gazelman and Rafael Montero, you're probably going to be bad out of the bullpen too.
Yep.
Because those were the guys yesterday, late afternoon, early evening, who really blew it for the Mets.
Well,
that's who blew it. I mean, Robert Gazelman was given a chance with a lead, and he flat out blew it, and Rafael Montero took him about 30 seconds, gives up the game.
Well, let me just say this. They had chances in the eighth inning. They had a runner at second, two out in the eighth inning, and I think it was Plawecki didn't get it done. They had the same situation, two on in the ninth inning with two out. Conforto didn't get it done.
And the 11th, too.
And with Jose Reyes.
Yeah, with Reyes.
And when Reyes didn't get the hit in the 11th inning to give him the lead, I knew they were losing because I said, well, who's coming in now? Addison Reed just gave you two solid innings, six up and six down. You know he's not going any more than that. And I saw Montero on the mound. I'm like, game's over.
Well, you know what?
The game's over.
Jose Reyes did you and I a favor. Because let's say he got a hit.
Oh, you think Montero was saving the game?
No, definitely not.
They would have blown the game anyway.
Would Montero have still been in the game at that point?
Yeah,
I guess he would.
They really didn't have many other options because there were a lot of guys not available.
Yeah.
So, and Montero was the only guy throwing. So you were getting Montero in the bottom of the 11th no matter what.
Yeah.
So if Reyes gets the hit.
At least he didn't let us linger. He didn't have to linger.
He just said, let's go.
Right.
Let's get the hell out of here.
3-2 pitch here. I'm going to groove one. I want to go home.
It's
a long plane ride.
This is the sign of a bad team. When you lose in different ways every single night, and they're doing that. You know, you mentioned their ability or inability to get a big hit, which they didn't late in this game.
Yep.
You're right.
Yep.
The bullpen giving up just enough. It wasn't a full implosion, but they gave up just enough. And, you know, you look at Terry Collins and you say, why is Gazelman pitching the seventh inning? Why is Harvey coming out? Why this? Why that? There is no button Joe Terry Collins can press.
Nothing he can do.
Other than the eject button, which is leaving, that would work for him right now.
Nothing he can do. There's nothing Terry Collins can do right now to make it any better. There's nothing he can do. The only thing he can do is to keep positive vibes somehow in the clubhouse. What else can you do?
That's it. And you know what? Robert Gazelman's in the bullpen, and he could be in the bullpen for a week or so because of these off days. Well, eventually, he's probably going to have to go back into that rotation.
Yep.
And right now, and he doesn't get enough heat because maybe the expectations weren't as high, but Robert Gazelman has been an out-and-out disaster.
No, he's been awful. No, he's been awful, bro. You're right. I mean, there's no other way to describe it.
And Matt Harvey, I'm glad he feels like yesterday was a positive step.
5 1/3 innings, 3 runs, but mediocre outing. It's mediocre.
And think about this.
Come on.
Four.
This is what we get excited about with Harvey now, what he did yesterday?
He didn't implode.
I mean,
four
come on.
Walks by Matt Harvey in 5 1/3 innings.
That's been a problem for the pitching staff in general.
Oh, and that's why, you know, I'm glad Matt feels okay, but it's tough to really be encouraged by anything.
Yeah,
and Terry did him a favor because, you know what, if Collins keeps him in, which I wouldn't have been mad at, there's a pretty good chance he implodes anyway.
Yeah.
And that line looks a little bit different than 5 1/3 innings, 3 runs. Probably looks far worse.
Yeah.
Instead, Josh Edging came in and did a pretty good job.
Yeah, he keeps pitching like this, and he won't be going out with supermodels anymore. He'll be going out with hand models. You know, like the girls that all you see is their hand.
That's right. That's the step down from Matt that's on the way.
Oh, boy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.